talking about. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right.
Jazzy Jake, and you already know, you tuned in to Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. And we about to hop into one of my favorite segments. We about to hop into some Dear Jazzy. And this week, it's fire. Hands down, come in with a full mind and an open heart. We gonna hop into it.
It's time for Dear Jazzy on Ooh Wee Radio.
Dear Jazzy, me and my boyfriend were playing a confessions game while drinking, and he told me he used to be a bisexual man in the past. I didn't want to offend him, so I didn't blow it out of proportion at the time. But I'm very uncomfortable with that, and the fact he took 3 years to tell me. What would you do in my situation? God dang. So you mean to tell me he was bisexual in his past, and y'all been together for 3 years, and you just now finding out from a confessions game that y'all played while y'all was drinking? He's fine for that. Because ain't no way he... It came out like that, and it probably came out on an accident because he was drinking and he probably didn't even mean to say it for real, or probably didn't want to lie, and it was like, he probably was trying to hide me, so it was like, okay, let me just say something now. But I would definitely have to ask him why it took so long for him to say something. Like, he should have told you first off a long time ago to have given you the option to be able to say if you still wanted to be with him, or if you wanted to leave him alone after finding some information out like that. Like, and I mean, in his defense, he probably felt like, you know, because I know most people, they feel like, oh, the past is the past, you know. So that's probably why he didn't mention it, because he probably felt like that's really not a part of him no more. But what happens if you have found out from one of his ex-boyfriends? Like, what if one of his exes, like, y'all was out one day, one of his exes would have came up to you and been like, oh, yeah, hey. Well, you know, like, told you, like, they used to date or something, or hopped in your DM. Oh, my God. Like, that would have a person scarred, because that would scar me to hear some crazy information like that about my man. But I honestly feel like, you know, if somebody say they changed... You know, maybe they did change, but to me, I feel like if you got those tendencies, you most likely gonna always have those tendencies. But you know, if somebody said they changed, and they changed, you know, because who are we to really judge? You know, we can't be out here judging nobody. Like, if that's what they wanted, if that's what he was doing back then, and he said that he's not doing that no more, then you're gonna have to just take his word for it if you really love him and you really feel like you still want to be with him. Otherwise, you're going to have to let him, you know, like, say you ain't feeling it and that's not what you really want to do. Like, you don't want to be with him anymore after finding out, you know, that he used to be bisexual. Then I would just let him down lightly. You know, let him know, like, you know, it's been great while it lasted. But after finding out that information, I ain't going to be able to rock with you no more. And you can be honest. Because, listen, like, bro, you didn't even tell me. It took you 3 years to even open your mouth up and tell me a situation like that. It took you to be in a relationship with this man for 3 years for you to find out that he liked it the other thing. I will be flipping right now. I'll be so upset and so hurt, because it's just like, boy, you just wasting my time. But like I said, at the end of the day, if he really did change and he really not feeling that way no more, then what can you do? If he ain't got them tendencies no more, then that means he really straight now. Like, you gonna have to take his word for it and just move on and try to act like he never told you that, or just act like, you know, that was never a conversation that y'all had it. That y'all had, that'd be the only way that you'll be able to, you know, comfortably move on without always having to think about that or had it on the back of your mind. Because I know if my man told me something like that, if I had a man, and if he told me something like that, that will always be on my mind. Like, dang, he used to be gay, but he ain't gay no more, but he used to be gay. So how I know if the next time a fine man walk by, my dude ain't gonna be looking at him thinking that he cute. Like, so I get that wholeheartedly. And I feel like you men out here, it is a lot of women out here that like to date men that are bisexual. And it's women out here that don't want to date, you know, bisexual men. So it's somebody out here for everybody. So if maybe she don't want to be that for you, then you could go find somebody else that would be down for that. Like, because you never know. To each his own. Like, people like different things and people enjoy different things. So it's nothing wrong with what you like or how you like it. It's just that you need to be honest when you're dealing with other people, especially when you like the same sex. Like, you have to be honest and let your partner know, like, so they don't, you know. It's just a safety precaution. And also, it's just you being honest and upfront with your partner. And I feel like a lot of these relationships and a lot of people will be more happy out here if they could just be themselves with their partner. But a lot of y'all don't even want to be yourself with your partner because you're too busy trying to hide parts of yourself because you don't want, oh, this person to find out this or this person to find out that. Or you feel like somebody going to find out something about you and not want to be with you instead of just being honest and giving that person a chance to choose for themselves. Like I said, there's somebody out here for everybody. Let's start being more honest with each other and stop wasting people's time. I appreciate you so much for writing in on Dear Jazzy. If y'all want to be featured on the show, you know what to do. DM us, 2 O's, WEE Radio Show, and we got you. It's the lovely Jazzy J. Ooh.
It's the Ooh-Wee Radio Show. Ooh-Wee Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, DJ Ness, and you're rocking with Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. We're live in Cleveland, Ohio at Soundbender Institute, where we about to get into an artist from Houston, Texas. He go by the name of Young Pooda. Young Pooda, what's good?
I'm chilling, man. How y'all feeling?
We good. Just want to make a special shout out to my girl, DJ Kilo Lolo in the building.
Hey, how y'all doing?
My girl, Jazzy J.
You know.
What's good? But Young Pooda, you gotta tell us about yourself. We know you from Houston, but what you do?
Nah, so I'm originally from Orange, Texas. Houston is like about 1 hour 30 minutes from Orange, Texas. You know what I'm saying? So Orange, Texas is a very small city. They don't have like no opportunity, like really nothing positive going for itself. So I moved to Houston.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? To really focus on my career. And I was in Houston so long and like all over the place. A lot of people thought I was from Houston because that's where I really got my buzz from. You know, so Houston is like really my second home. But yeah, man, I've just been doing this music for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Houston. You hit to DJ XO out there? DJ
yeah,
XO?
Come on, man.
Yes, that's our favorite. Shout out to DJ XO. Yes.
Yeah. I started music at 9. So okay. My first recording was at 9 on a karaoke machine that my mama bought me for Christmas. So, and then I recorded in the studio for the first time at 11 at my pop's home studio. And then from there, I started going to different studios myself and just learning more about the business aspect of it too, side of things. Mm-hmm. But I started taking it serious around 2017 where I was like, all right, I'm gonna just focus on music. Instead of be 1 foot in, 1 foot out, I'ma just dedicate my time, my energy, and you know what I'm saying, and focus my dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's dope, though.
Okay.
So, do you have any particular artist that was super influential in you starting to do music, or was it anybody in your life that influenced you to start doing music?
Yeah. I mean, I was influenced by hip hop. Period. Wayne, Outkast, Missy, Ludacris.
Oh, you naming
UGK,
the greats right there.
You know what I'm saying? Boosie, mm-hmm. Webby. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I was just influenced by the culture.
Word.
So who is your targeted audience? Like, is there a specific crowd that you target in your music? Or can your music be versatile? We can play it here, we can play it there.
Everywhere. I got a song for every emotion. I got a song for everybody. So, you know, I don't want to say that I got like a target audience, but okay. Anybody that's a fan of hip hop and like good music, really. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I like that. So yeah. As an artist, what makes you stand out amongst all these other artists that's out here getting it?
Me, I just feel like I'm unique, you know? I stay in my own lane. I'm my only competition, you
right.
know? So yeah, just me, my uniqueness, my aura, the energy I bring. You feel me? And I don't say this about myself. This is what the people that I meet say. So,
yeah. Are there any particular places in Houston that you you like or you like to perform at, or
everywhere?
What about like I'm hip to you, so I love Houston, by the way. So do you ever go to like Prospect Park or like Seaside everywhere. Or
Prospect
like
Prospect Park, Seaside? Okay, what is that, Diablo Locos?
Okay, I ain't never been there, but okay, you getting me hip right now?
Yeah. Okay, it's a couple spots out there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that
okay.
whole strip, really.
Yeah.
Period. So, I was Googling you and I was seeing, like, you know, who are some people you work with and things like that. I seen you work with Trey Songz. Did I see that you work with Trey Songz?
Yeah, shouts out to Trey Songz.
Yeah, because, you know, I love me some Trey Songz, so I had to mention that. So,
yeah.
Did y'all do a song together, or did y'all put some, you write some music, or did he write some music
for
you?
I was in Houston, uh-huh. Regular day, just chilling. I had got a call from my label. They like, yo, what city you in, where you at? Like, I'm in Houston. They was like, hey man, Trey Songz really like the Trick Chicken and Grits record. You know, he want to get on it. What you feel? I'm like,
he want to get on it. What
yeah,
you feeling?
You know what I mean? Take everybody off and then put him on it. So it's like, nah, he wants you to fly out to Florida.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I flew out to Miami. I had to get on the plane. Flew out to Miami. We got the studio session. I met him in the studio session. Recorded the song and we did the video right after we recorded the song, so it was definitely a memorable experience.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Deal. Was that the first mainstream artist you ever worked with?
Now, the first mainstream artist I ever worked with was Pow Wow. Shout out to my big bro Pow Wow.
Yeah. Swisher House.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us something no one knows about you, and like when you answer that question, I also want to know, what do you do outside of being an artist?
I really don't know what people don't know about me, because I'm an open book, but I'm big on God. You know what I'm saying? I'm heavy on my faith. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people might not know I'm a father. You know, I got a little girl, 3-year-old. But outside of music, I'm adventurous. And I'm chill too. So, you know, I like boring things, like going to the camp. I like camping. Painting,
that's not boring.
Basketball, shopping.
You like long walks on the beach.
Basketball boring.
I don't know about no long walks on the beach. I jog on that motherfucker though. But
cool.
I like going to different places too. I like traveling.
That's what's up. I'm about to be in your business. So let's talk about the ladies. You in a relationship right now? Are you dealing with like groupies yet? Like, how do you handle?
I'm focusing on my business.
Oh, okay.
Straight to it.
Okay.
Say
that then.
Because I'm saying you focus on your work. You know,
they don't come.
They don't want you.
Mm-hmm. You know, you on the right path. All right.
Let me bring it back to the music though, because you got this song out, the single out right now, and it's with A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Angelica Villa.
Yes. And I listen to it, and it's fire. Yes, I do. Now, how did that come about? Was it more of, you know, you put the song out, and then they wanted to jump on it, or was it?
Nah, it was really just like one of those studio sessions, recording. One of the beats came up. Shouts out to the pros. That's the producer that produced the track. So, I was in Atlanta, I want to say, when I recorded it, and the track came up. I felt like, yeah, this is definitely something that I wanted to do, get my grown and sexy on. Definitely wanted to do something for the ladies. And I recorded the verse first, and shouts out to my label, It's a 10. They made the suggestion that we put Angelica Villa on it.
Okay.
And when she sent the track back, I was like, wow. I didn't know who she was at first, so when I got the track, I definitely had to tap in, you know, and Dope Artist, by the way. So we were just wondering, like, we were just brainstorming on who we could get to, you know, just finish it off, because we wanted to put, like, a melodic vibe to it, and, you know, ladies love A Boogie with the Hood.
Yeah.
You know? Yep.
So we did that, and it came out beautiful.
So have you ever worked with like a mainstream artist and you just feel like, yeah, I don't want to work that person no more? Like, did you ever get like a different vibe than what you expected to get from them?
Nah, every artist that I've worked with had the opportunity to be like super chill, just down to earth, real ones. So, you know, I'm thankful for that too.
Yeah.
I ain't ran across that yet.
That's because you believe in God. You know, he working our favors. Faith.
You know what I mean? Don't move the snakes from around.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for, like, up-and-coming artists? What did you do? What did you feel like kept you motivated to get to this point?
Keep God first, number one. Number two, be yourself. Number three, you know what I mean? You got to have a purpose. Know what you want to do. Don't be one foot in, one foot out. You know, the energy that you put in to whatever it is, that's what you're going to get back.
Words.
You know what I mean? You got to work for it. Write it down. That's what I did too. Write what you want to happen down. Manifestation is a real thing.
It is.
You know, and we spiritual beings. Things can happen.
Right.
So, yeah. That's what I would say.
Okay. Good advice.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get you up out of here, but I got to just ask you one question because it's been trending. I can't think who it was, but would you rather have all your royalties or $50 million in cash?
Give me all my royalties.
He's a smart person.
All my royalties
worth
10 times more than that.
Period.
I'll be on the would you rather.
Give me everything.
I like to ask people this question too all the time since you brought up that would you rather. Would you rather go 10 minutes in the future or 10 minutes in the past? You only can see 10 minutes though, so you got to choose wisely.
You got to be smart about it.
So if I can go back to the past, like I can and tell the, myself the, some things.
Wait, the past
I can give myself
one,
some game.
No, wait, let me tell you though. Because the past one is really like your death. So you really seeing 10 minutes into your death, or you can see 10 minutes into your future. Like what's going on now, or what you got coming.
That's
but you
deep.
Only can see 10 minutes. Though.
You only got 10 minutes.
I think I'd go to the future.
To the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, you spoke
then
about
this. Then I can prepare about, you know, for what's about to happen. Whatever that may be.
I hear you. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. So... tell us where we can follow you at and all your handles, any social medias that you want people to know about.
Y'all can follow me on everything, all platforms at I Am Young Pooda. That's IAMYUNGPOODA.
Yeah. And it's Ooh We Hip Hop and R&B. Shout out to my girl, DJ Kilo Lolo, and my girl, Jazzy J, because we outside.
And we talk about things that make you say,
ooh we.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Meek Melly. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe, no face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that was ugly. Came from a shit who wasn't one of them. Stuck in my face, bomb ass tight, racks, stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no pieces. I know that.